Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and I've got Mark with me from Concho Valley Foundation. We've got some exciting news, what he's doing that's going to even help you save some money, maybe save your whole house. Hey, Mark, thank you for being here.
Oh, Scott, I enjoy being here with you.
Hey, and you always do a good job, but let's talk a little, let's kind of start over. I guess, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, we became friends, and you helped me on many, many houses in San Angelo.
Looked at quite a few for you.
And helped a lot of sellers, a lot of buyers become happy buyers and sellers.
Right.
I guess we went through the drought.
Yes.
And then we had the great rain, thank you, Lord, but the great rain. But we had a lot of the soil expanding and contracting.
Yes, I've had quite a few houses. I've been getting a lot of calls about people getting a lot of water migrating into their homes. A lot of it's due to weep holes in the brick. It's right at the ledge of the footer of the house where the brick meets the slab. There's vent holes, and they're called weep holes, and they're designed to have airflow come in behind and keep the wallboard dry. Well, if your landscaping's not done right, we get all this extra amount of rainfall. It pools, and it will flow in through these weep holes and right directly into the homes. And I've seen quite a bit of that. And I've seen quite a bit of heaving also.
And I've seen just what you said a lot. We sold one brand new construction over by Bonham. And sweet, sweet, sweet lady, she saw those holes and she didn't want to bother anybody. But she thought, oh, wow. So they just had to do it. So she went and got her stuff at Lowe's, and she patched and filled every one of those holes. And you can't do that.
No, you can't. There's a reason for the weep holes. It's to keep it dry. Because if you don't, the humidity will build up. You'll get moisture in there. And it will cause it to mold. And then you have other issues.
And I think you kind of hinted towards this. And we've seen this. People get a house. And they say, oh, you know, I'm going to build me some nice flower beds. And they build the nice brick in the front. And it goes up about 2 or 3 feet.
Yes.
And they add all the dirt, which totally covers up those weep holes. So I guess that's where some of that problem
exactly
is coming
right.
From.
Plus, what they do is they create a trim around the flower bed to make it look nice, but they're also trapping that moisture in there, the moisture coming off the extra moisture off the roof. It's trapped, has nowhere to go, so it soaks in. It's either going to cause it to heave or it's going to cause it to migrate into the house and get moisture inside the house.
And this is a lot of your expertise, but would it maybe also cause a termite issue too?
Yes. Termites love moisture.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
And it's just an open invitation.
So, folks, when you're doing it, either get a professional or get somebody that knows what they're doing to make sure, because you don't want to get that and create your own problem.
True.
But without doing that, but we have this, the weather's been more stable. We've had some moisture. We've had some hot weather. We've had some moisture. I haven't had to call you as much.
Well, that's true. Like we've been talking, I've been getting a lot of issues. People think they have foundation issues that it's actually dropping, and it's not. It's actually lifting. It's just as bad as settling when you have a heave, but there's nothing we can do for you except
take
care of the issues of trying to for drainage, because we either get a sprinkles or it's a gully washer.
Right. That's exactly
and
right.
All this excess water coming off the roofs, where the valleys are, it digs out the soil, and that constant drip of the water coming off the edge of the house, the vibration when it hits the ground, makes the soil flatten out away from the house, and it causes pooling, and that will cause either heaving or...
When you say heaving, you mean literally the ground is expanding and lifting the house
yes,
up.
The clay gets so much water in it, the plasticity of it will cause it to swell, and it will swell up and cause the house to raise up, and then it has to dry out, and it'll come back down. You'll always continue to have cracks in the house.
And you've done enough houses in San Angelo now, I know that for a fact. Where is clay in San Angelo? Is it predominantly more than other places? Or
yes, the bluffs have what we call the red clay, extreme amount of it. The area between Southwest and Knickerbocker is a really bad area for black clay. A lot of settling in that area. The only area that I've really found that's really good is between 20th and 29th Street on the west side of Bryant.
So basically, Southwest San Angelo has clay.
Yes.
Well, and you know what, but folks, let's talk about this. People on the west coast, the coast areas, they build on sand.
Yes.
So you just need to make sure it's built correctly, I guess, is the right build
yes,
and taken care of.
We do have a couple of builders. I'm not going to mention names, but there are a couple of builders that really prepare their lots. They bring in a lot of stable soils, and they roll it, pack it, and let the natural, you know, rain, heat, hit it, and then they'll come in and put some more stable soil, roll it, and they'll prep it for about anywhere from 7 months to a year before they'll build on it. And a lot of times those houses will not have any issues.
Just because they're dead.
It's the builders that come in and just scrape the lot and start digging, trenching, and building lots in that black clay. There's no stable soils. It's guaranteed to move.
So, okay, what about the post-tension? You know, I've heard those, and I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Post-tension cable was a dream for my business.
Well, it was supposed to really? Be.
The, oh, yes. We have just
That's as, not a good thing for us, folks.
No. We have just as many calls on the post-tension cables. There's not the footers aren't as deep. Those cables will tend to loosen up, and when they loosen up, that house will – it will almost like jackknife on you. The corners will drop first, and a lot of times it will actually start bending at the very center, dropping off to the outside edges.
News right there. I did not know that, because what I was always told is that was the ultimate deal.
They thought it was the ultimate deal, but the old monolith slab with good thick rebar is still, to me, the number one way to go, but that's if you bring in the right stable soils, the stable soil mix.
Well, I too, one thing I learned, and you said good rebar, but and I know several houses I've been involved with, I'm in there when they pour it.
Right.
And I can tell you, because, and I know it's hard work for the guys pouring that slab to keep picking that rebar up and picking that rebar up, because you want that rebar in the slab, not
yes.
sitting on the ground.
Not sitting on the ground. A lot of times they won't pull it up. I've worked on many houses doing interior piers, and the last thing you want for me to do is come in and do an interior pier, because it creates a tremendous mess in the home. But 99% of the time, we dig the holes. There is rebar, but it's sitting underneath the concrete.
So it does no good.
It does no good.
Okay, when you say interior piers, and I guess the ones I've seen you do are the exterior, or the exterior walls.
Correct.
So interior, what are we, literally going in the living room of a house and digging a big old hole?
Yes, because if the drop starts further back into the home, it's you're going to have to go in inside and dig out an interior pier. You're going to have to cut it 2.5 by 3 foot square. Because if you flip the slab over, it's like a waffle. And so you have to hit one of those interior beams to actually lift. When you lift the outside, you have to lift that interior with it to take that slope out of it.
That would be a mess in your house.
Oh, it's a huge mess. Concrete, all that concrete dust could take years to get it out.
Well, but that's better than your house cracking, though.
It is true, but when you try to prep your customer for it, in their mind, they're thinking, well, it's not going to be too bad. But when you get finished, it's you feel for them, but you try to – it's called expectations. You have to let them know what they're getting into. But there's sometimes there's no other option. You have to do interior piers sometimes.
Okay.